The Iowa law went into effect in September. It bars registered sex offenders from living within 2,000 feet of a school or daycare center. Grant County Sheriff Keith Govier says he's not happy about its impact. He's had calls from towns in his county near Dubuque complaining about an influx of Iowa sex offenders.
A lady called up who was aware of a sex offender who moved in right across the parochial school within the last couple of months. We're now checking on with him to make sure that he is transferred his registration.
Govier supports a bill pending in Madison that is stricter than Iowa's. It would prevent sex offenders from living within 1,000 feet of a school or daycare center. Critics say such laws are well-intended but may actually make communities less safe. Eva Schifrin is with the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says the laws make it harder for sex offenders to find housing in urban areas where treatment and supervision is available.
We are essentially forcing sex offenders all to live in rural areas because those rural areas would be the ones that would have to assume the responsibility, the lion's share of the responsibility for sex offender management in our state.
National experts agree. David DeMora is with the Association for the Treatment of Sexual Abusers.
We create a situation where it's more difficult to watch folks. It's more difficult to track where they are. It's more difficult to give them the appropriate types of treatment that we know will help lower their risk. And we expect that somehow that will make us safer.
DeMora says laws like Iowa's and those proposed in Wisconsin are a reaction to brutal sex assaults on children by strangers. But he says actually most sex offenses are committed by relatives or acquaintances. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.